Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's an amazing thing, man. It really is. I think the town is buzzing right now. It really is. I don't know, man. I feel like this place is just alive. Like, I was at the Tyreek Hill Family Foundation this week, and you just tell, like, you know, getting to hobnob with a bunch of Dolphin fans who are there for the event. They're just so geeked up. They're so happy about what this team is bringing to the table, because so many years it's been about, you know, yes, they're winning, but you don't really feel like the way they can go win, or it's like, you know, some embarrassing scandal pops up, and all of this is just like, man, I look forward to having football every Sunday to just watch what they're going to do. I think that's the thing that's so great about it. It's like, man, it feels very like Heat-esque. Like, I'm just excited about every game. I'm just excited to watch the Dolphins. Yeah. Like, man, we're not going to have them for 2 weeks. I'm like, what am I going to do? I mean, my friends are going away.
Tobin, this was the game the Dolphins of old would have lost. This would have been the game, right? Everything's trending upwards, and you get a team that is pretty good, but they don't have their starting quarterback in Deshaun Watson. It's Jacoby Brissett, who you have a little bit of history with. I'd also like to talk about him doing a couple of QB sneaks early on. He's in the game. I mean, this stupid Jacoby Brissett really, really irked me with two quarterback sneaks. But then Zach Sealer, sealering on up, Tobin. I was waiting.
I loved him.
I tried to feed that to Cephalo, by the way, but he wasn't having it, unfortunately. I'm sorry, but he just wasn't having it. This was the game that this team would lose, right? They'd come out and they'd put up a dud. They'd score 13 points. Their offense wouldn't produce. And you're kind of feeling like, oh no, like here we go again. And it's not happening. Like, I keep in the back of my head, I keep waiting for it. I keep waiting for the game where we're going to say, whoa, you know, let's take a pause here. Let's all settle down with the Super Bowl talks. Let's all settle down with the division talks and us going into Buffalo and beating them. Like, let's pump the brakes a little bit, but it's not happening. It's not. Like, they continue to show, as you mentioned, it's such a great point. Not only are they producing and they're doing it consistently, but they're improving week by week.
Well, that's the thing that was so great about the trade deadline and why you got to give it up to Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel, because obviously that's his guy that he brought in, and Jeff Wilson. But they saw two very big holes on this team that were not – and I think also two holes that weren't living up to potential, because I think everybody thought, man, this pass rush is going to be a lot better. And we thought that the run game, Mike McDaniel, is going to make it happen. And they basically said, no, we can share these. We know we have the scheme and we have the support system around that can make this good enough. And that, I think, was the impressive thing about what they did at the trade deadline, because, you know, last week, both of those guys, they made nice little splashes. I felt like both of their impact was just huge today. They were monsters. And you mentioned Jacoby Brissett. Yeah, he's one of the more hittable quarterbacks to go get. He's very slow, even though he was QB sneaking all over the place. I thought today that pressure was just doing such a tremendous job. Like, they were, except I gotta say, dude, what the hell is this with the roughing the passer? Like, Christian Wilkins can't. What is he supposed to? I want to know what Christian Wilkins is supposed to do in that place where Jacoby Brissett, he tackles him right through the sternum, and they go to, I don't know who it is, Gene Steratore. He goes, oh, he landed with all his weight on him. Dude, he's 300 pounds. What is he supposed to do? Tell me what he's supposed to do there. I just, like, how are they not allowed to football anymore? What is going on?
It's so dumb, because it's not like he picked him up and drove him into the ground. He's running full speed at Jacoby Brissett, who also is a big dude. He's also a big dude. So Wilkins can't, like, let up, because then he's going to get his ass knocked down. And you, when you're, you know, 350 pounds, you can't allow a QB to take you out. So he's running full speed at him. He grabs him, as you said, right in like the torso area, and he takes him down. I thought it was a bogus penalty as well, but the guys up here in the booth kind of agreed that it was the right call. I didn't think so, but
I'm going to talk to Joe about that tomorrow. So, hey, you're getting soft in your old age, man.
Yeah.
What do you mean that's a rough in the passer? What's he supposed to do? What's he supposed to do? I mean, like, I don't understand it. He's a behemoth. He goes and hits the quarterback. There's a bunch of people around there. Is he supposed to just let him go by? It's just silly to me. You know, I don't understand it.
By the way, speaking of penalties, Tobin, let's give it up for the Dolphins offense. No embarrassing procedure penalties today. No embarrassing ineligible man downfield penalties today. Like, that's kind of been plaguing this offense a little bit. It's kind of been looming over some of these victories. And obviously, the win matters more than any of that. Those are things that you can kind of perfect as the season goes on or patch up. And they did it today. Like, they deserve credit, because I've been tough on them all season, where I'm saying, what's going on here? Every week, there's four or five of these penalties that are, to me, are embarrassing. Like, how can you line up incorrectly three times in a game? That doesn't make any sense to me. And today, that didn't happen a single time.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I'm glad you mentioned the word embarrassing. Can I just say, as an aside, I'm so glad to have a coach with swag in Mike McDaniel, because this Kevin Stefanski, talk about a square. I mean, this is your outfit. Your outfit is generic white Browns t-shirt. His coaching getup looks like he caught that from like one of the parachutes they dropped from the rafters at AAA, which is what I'm calling it now, by the way. I'm back to it. It looks like a t-shirt gun, like a free t-shirt. Like, what? That's the t-shirt you choose, Stefanski? Like, did he think it was good? He probably thought he was going to be like the Bills, just sweltering in heat. He goes, what could I go with here? Oh, I know. A white t-shirt with the tiniest Cleveland Browns logo I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I'm so glad that guy's not my coach.
What, this guy go hit chest and then come straight to the stadium?
It's crazy. I'm like, that's your getup, Stefanski? Not a polo, not a windbreaker. You're going just a generic white Cleveland Browns t-shirt. Like, what the hell? Did you get like barbecue sauce on yours this morning? I don't understand. I'm like, there's no way that was the top choice that he could have gone with all the free clothes these guys are allowed to have. That's what he chooses.